What's good, Internet? This is Super GG Radio Podcast, Episode 1, Session 10,
Session 20,
Session 30,
Session 40,
Session 50. Oh, shit, is that, that's right. Yep, it's Episode 50.
There's past halfway. That hurts. This is painful.
Session 60,
Session 70,
Session 80,
Session 90 of Super GG Radio.
What's good, Internet, and welcome to session 100 of Super GG Radio, where friends chat about video games and all things adjacent. I am your host and master of ceremonies for this impending shipwreck, Alex Arona. We have a supersized group for this Hallmark episode. I got alcohol in my system, which means we are in for all sorts of trouble. I'd say halfway through the episode, I will be slurring, so let's get it rolling. So, welcome to the episode.
Consider me Master Chief of this episode that shouldn't be too much of a Halo reach. Well written.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you introducing me?
Next up is Eric and Teddy Dettinger.
Joel gets to be a Spartan, then I get to be a Guardian, because that's as close as I'm ever going to get to Space Force. We also have Kevin Hartwig this week.
Yeah, you could refer to me as Minuteman General Preston Garwig. And there's a settler that needs my introduction. I get to bring Phil Arona into the fold this week.
Ooh, I am feeling the need for speed this week. I am Captain Falcon. Let me Falcon punch my way over to the last of the crew, Alec Parks.
I wanted to be Captain Falcon. I call a do-over. Alright, you know what? I guess I can settle on Star Fox.
Pew pew!
To Kelly DeWitt.
I call KK Slider. He rocks some sweet, sweet jams.
This is... Yeah, that's pretty good. See, it started off a little slow, but you guys got there.
Well, 7 out of 10.
Kelly, killing it more than anybody else. Good work. Now that we have our heist movie group of way too many people on a Discord call, this week, let's discuss Zombie Soup and Early Adopters. Bring in that, man, I cannot read with that many people in this document. Bring back the terrible mistake that was Stadia during the news, then live that sludge life in the backlog. But first, Early Adopters, where we play alphas, betas, early access, and games Alex picked to trigger everyone. I didn't pick these this week.
Yes, you did.
Windjammers.
Yeah, Windjammers too. You picked to trigger all of us.
I do feel like...
Wait, people didn't like that?
Windjammers 2 is the first game. Let's talk about Windjammers 2. Now, I do want to say, I really like Windjammers. I wish I was good at Windjammers. I'm not good at Windjammers. I don't like to play Windjammers.
It was a hard game. I remember I was reading the description that you said it was a sequel to a Neo Geo game. And I didn't even catch that till I had played it. And just when I put it on, I mean, I'm like, this is a Neo Geo game. Like, this is a Neo Geo game. Like Baseball Stars, the art is just, it's dead on. And that's when I'm like, hold on. And then I read the description, I'm like, oh, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah, top down frisbee tennis soccer?
It's air hockey. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
this is the one I did not get to.
You had two jobs, Kevin.
I got two out of three. That's not bad. Okay, I listen
really
to the show. I know how you guys sometimes don't get them.
I was really hoping for an arcade mode with this because, like, the only way you could do it was online.
No.
And that just...
You could play against bots?
Yeah, you could play
what?
Yep.
Yeah, you could play against
CPU.
Yeah, you guys
I'm
were getting trolled by,
this week, apparently.
By actual people, and I was playing against a bot and still having a terrible time.
Oh, it online was brutal. Like, I just got completely murked all over.
About Windjammers is I feel like there is a lot of depth and control and technique.
Oh, yeah.
That I know nothing of.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can, like, arc your shot.
Yeah.
If you're really good.
Yeah. And in fact, you kind of need to be successful in this game, because if you do too many straight shots, you're predictable. Like, you can't even do, like, the zigzag up and down unless you're facing me, and then I did caught that.
I'm glad I'm the only one who wasn't struggling here.
Well, okay, so I got the curved shots, and I got the zigzag shots, and I even won a match. But that's where it stopped for me, because there's all sorts of tosses up midair.
Yep.
There's lobs. There's super moves where you can make it, like, do circle twists. There's
there was just a lot more technique that I had no idea how to pull off. And I saw people online just decimating me with these special moves where it was like just all of these different design moves. And again, the lobs were like, that's a point too. And not even just towards the goal. If you just don't catch it, if they toss it midair, stuff like that, I just didn't grasp right away.
So there's a lot going on the screen, and even the goals, depending on where you actually make the shot, dictates how many points you get. Like the center is five, and then the outer rim is 3. Like you said, the whole sort of like pop shot, if you miss it, is 1 point, I think. But like it was tough to actually execute consistently. Like Daddy said, you can do sort of like curveball kind of shots, but I think you have to do like a rotation of the stick.
Yep.
But I didn't get a good sense of how to precisely do it. So a lot of it was guesswork on my end.
Well, the game's very fast paced too.
I kept accidentally popping it to the other guy and just getting wrecked every time.
Yeah, you gotta really utilize the dive button. So you have to make your movements very, very quickly, use dive, and to get across the map, because if you just try and regular stick it, you're not going to get there. And then you have that frisbee golf, like you're set in place until you do something with the frisbee. And that's one of the more difficult parts, because then I'd be like, oh, if I just throw it over here. And I was playing like the easy mode bot, and he was still just hosing me. I'm bad at this. Like, I think I told Alex, like, if he wants to play this on his couch co-op, perfect. If he wants me to play it online, he can go to hell. Straight up.
This is one of those games that people play with, like, fight sticks. You know what I mean? Like the joysticks, six buttons.
How else are you going to play a Neo Geo game? I mean, this is a Neo Geo-ass game.
Visually.
With the technical... It's very like bright and colorful and well animated.
Yeah, like thick animation lines, and everything is very, it pops from the screen between that and just the sort of neon colors from everything.
I think that again, I played the original Windjammers. I really, really like the idea. I just don't know how to play those games. I don't know. That's a fun one to try to figure out. I think that maybe that'll be a future goal to like, oh yeah, I'm going to suss out and eventually become good at Windjammers.
Yeah, okay.
Pro Windjammers.
It made me long for some of the old dodgeball games that were on like the Super Nintendo and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I didn't play that one. I played one on the Amiga, but I only remember that I did that. I don't remember anything about the game. I know that was useful piece of information for you all.
Yeah.
So the most useful.
Thanks for going on that journey with me.
Phil, what were some of your favorite Neo Geo games of the past, you think?
Oh, I mean, let's step away from the fighting arena, because that's all Neo Geo. 90% of all the Neo Geo games were fighting games, like Samurai Showdown, Fatal Fury, King of Fighters, Art of Fighting. If I wanted to step out of that, it was probably going to be Metal Slug. And then there was a beat-em-up called Sengoku. I like that one a lot, too. And then Baseball Stars.
I still have my Neo Geo Pocket Color for SNK versus Capcom 2 Card Fighter Clash.
Ooh.
Wow.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things there.
You said a lot.
Do they have California games on Neo Geo?
Oh, boy. I know California games. Now I'm in.
Well, you know what, Kevin, why don't you tag in on telling us about Zombie Soup?
Oh, well, boy, I didn't play it for very long, but my first reaction was it's like Nick Jr. Zombies.
And we had this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
See, to me, this was a Tarantino game. Or no, I'm sorry, not Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez.
And I think that we sort of came to a good conclusion that it was definitely like a weird blending of both. Like, and it, you know, it was off-putting, I'll be honest. I'm like, I'm not, no,
I want to say... No, I want to say, it actively made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm like...
And the reason being is that it acknowledged its own art style. And then... Well, okay, so the character are these big chibi Nick Jr. looking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And that's our F-bomb.
They're all smoothed off round faces, and they're purposely... they comment, they are children. Mm-hmm. But then they pan to an active adult that looks just like them. Huh. Looks just like them. Chibi, round, there's no difference between this guy and that person. And part of that is the children are dressed like adults. And I mean, that girl has a lot of cleave. And that was like, okay, that's not cool. But and then further down, the main character, who is a child, is asking for beer. It's like, let me get a beer. He's no, you're a kid. And he's like, are you sure? Why not? It's a full-fledged conversation that is very, like, they acknowledge that they're children, but he's still just like, no, seriously, give me a beer.
Yeah, I'm on the Steam page right now. You're not kidding. She has, like, a boob window in her dress. Yeah.
I didn't even notice
that's
that.
That's crazy.
I didn't either. But, yeah. I mean, if it's the end of the world, who cares?
Well, I guess, okay, all right. And like,
if you're giving kids beer, man, they've already given him a gun.
Well, he's got a fashion, gun. There's zombies. Fashion is a playground. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't.
No,
know what, you
what
mean.
The hell does that mean?
And also, at the same time, I gotta say that they don't say quote unquote that it's a zombie apocalypse as much as they like this guy is just walking through town and all of a sudden. Oh my god, there's a girl and she is being captured and then there are zombies there and then turns out there is a zombie apocalypse, so it's like inconsistent there. So that's where
did
I got thrown
black
out
the... like for the first 3 minutes of the game. Like he's
where
meeting
you're
up
in the
he's at
circus
the circus to meet up with his girlfriend.
No,
but and she's getting
yeah,
lowered
but like
into
they
some
were just meeting
suit,
up.
Bro.
But I'm saying that they were meeting up, but there was no acknowledgement that there was a zombie apocalypse happening. He was just like, I'm going to go meet my girlfriend. Everything's normal. Oh, wait. And then it's all of a sudden, like, flash forward 30 seconds. Oh, my God, the whole world's been taken over by zombies. And yeah. Hey, kids, give me a damn beer. It's like,
you remember that remake of Dawn of the Dead?
It's excellent.
Where the baby eats its way out of the mother?
And where the dad from Modern Family is a jerk?
Listen, all of those things.
Like,
all
it's
those
all
things
normal
are...
1 minute. And then it's complete anarchy the next.
It's absolutely a fantastic
and
movie.
Then you're in the big top with a skeleton that sounds like Cheech Marin.
I would like just for a moment to sort of like talk about really how good that movie is.
Which movie? It's dated just by the fact that it takes place in a mall.
Yes, yeah, but an abandoned mall, which that tracks.
Fair.
So did we even say that this is like a top-down twin-stick shooter?
We have not said. Okay. I was waiting to say it, Getty. I was waiting to say it. I was like, we have not talked about
Kevin
the gameplay
at all. Kevin just went straight for the throat. He didn't even like describe the game. He's like, I call this bad. This game is bad.
Okay. I'm feisty.
It's like
feisty today. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
It's like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, yeah.
You know, except not.
But
except
it's very
not.
Difficult. The
it's Pepsi.
It was very hard. Those bosses, I think I was just hitting my head against the wall where I died like three times.
I didn't get
and
past the fish boss.
You don't.
Yeah, the only
I did,
problem...
but
go ahead.
They
Alex.
Don't. They don't. They don't like really give you. They don't give you extra money or anything to buy upgrades.
No.
It's whatever. Like, oh, I used eight
I
grenades.
Got, like,
you have two grenades
I think
left.
I got, like,
die.
Half,
start over.
Halfway down on the boss.
Yeah,
and
that
then,
first
and then just
boss
couldn't
just
hang.
Took
and I was like,
way
I was
too
like,
long to kill.
Right, I have mm-hmm. 2 hours. 2 hours of lesson plans to do. I'm gonna bounce. Peace. Bye.
Yeah, and then, I got and about, then course, about 3/4. So.
And then of course, 90 minutes of those 2 hours that I plan for homework are playing Skater XL for sure.
Mm-hmm. Getty, you beat it, right? I assume.
No, I didn't. I made it past that. The first boss, and I was like, yeah, I could be done with this. Because it was hard. I definitely died a couple of times. And I was like, I don't know. Kevin was already trash-talking it in the chat at that point, so I was like, well, I know where this is going.
See, now, I thought that it's actually very capable, that it plays well.
Yeah.
It's not, like, super glitchy. It's not it's not a problem
smooth,
with the actual
smooth
my thought process,
choices though.
Yeah. I just feel like they could the difficulty spikes are so early on that I feel like you could take that down a couple levels and then feel like it's more accessible and make you really want to continue with it, because they do have skill trees and multiple weapons that are like Zombies Ate My Neighbors. You just start swapping in, like,
right.
Oh, now I got a shotgun.
Minigun.
Now I have the Uzi.
Yeah.
Which also they make reference to that he is a child and he just has a gun. Okay. I'm sorry. Just there's
yeah
a lot there.
It's the apocalypse. If anybody should have guns, it is the children to protect themselves.
Part?
I don't know. It's 2021. If anybody should have a gun, it's children.
No. In the apocalypse.
I mean, part of me thinks that the difficulty spike is because it's a demo, and they want to kind of stretch it out as much as they can.
Maybe.
I just feel like they tuned it up a little.
Yeah.
I think there could be a little bit more tuned down to, like, because again, when I died, I had used 8 of 10 grenades, and then they don't give you any extra money either.
Yeah.
And they do not replenish. Right. So it's like, well, go back into it. And that guy started at 100% health again.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It almost, and maybe I'm just saying this because I just played this a little bit during Extra Life, but I got a little, like, Comics Zone sort of, like, pacing vibe for me, like, where I was like, it was like rough at the end there. Like, you get through enough, but then I don't know.
And but
it
still,
just sounds like you're all bad at video games.
For me, it wasn't the difficulty.
Joel, what did you think?
Oh, you think I played this?
Boss.
He definitely didn't. Are you kidding?
I tried to. The demo got delisted before I got to it.
Alec, what were you saying? I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. It's going to happen with this many people. It's not that it was difficult. It was just that first boss took way too long. It killed the momentum. I was like, yeah, this is pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. Got to the first boss, and it's just like, God, I've been shooting him for a half an hour. I'm done.
And the fact that it's so short into the game that he's there.
Do you think that's like... That feels like a Dark Souls sort of shtick, where it's like, okay, you got, like, if you have no experience with the game, like, we're gonna make you do this stupid thing really early, and then I bet, like, later on in the game, after you get really good at it, you go back and you're like, oh, this first one is so easy compared, like, I don't know.
Well, you know, that actually tracks for me, because I didn't beat the boss until I started utilizing the dodge more. And they have a stamina system, so it is life, stamina, and, you know, your weapons. So utilizing the dodge, which gives you invincibility frames, makes it pretty useful to go through a lot of those attacks that are just AoE. You can just dodge right through them without any damage. So, you know, I think that it is trying to say get good. I just don't know if it should be that soon or if it could be pared down at least a scotch. But that was Zombie Soup. Now let's pick teams for Ultimate Frisbee. Be right back. I also hit my tooth on my 40.
Should we play patch ball instead?
No.
What?
It's not optional either.
Patch ball is much better.
Mandatory Ultimate Frisbee. Let's go. Be right back. Hey News, happy Valentine's Day. Got you a pay raise for putting up with us all year. This is a real trash fire.
Oh yeah.
Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, go ahead. The news read by Kelly. Hit us.
So I start with the
start with the first.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Hey, News, happy Valentine's Day. Alex got you a pay raise for putting up with us all year.
Joel, she Ron Burgundy'd it.
You know, a percentage pay raise of zero is still zero.
Is this line insinuating that, like, that the news put up with some kind of harassment from Alex and is being compensated? Because, like, that's...
let's ask Getty.
That's how it's, that's how it's reading to me is...
You know, you're...
The news went to HR and was like, yo.
You know, I barely am conscious when I write this stuff.
That's the best. That's what's made it so good.
I fall asleep for like two hours.
This is your fault.
And then I start wake up and I write it, and then I go that. Back to bed.
I did start that. I don't know how or why, but it just came out that way.
That's what she said.
Oh boy.
Yep, and that's why the news is going to HR.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and read the first item of news?
First bullet point.
Hit us, Kelly.
Alright, so first item. One shell straight to hell goes 1.0 with free layers of fear DLC.
I don't even know what that
Which
means.
Which one is that?
Why, one shell straight to hell was the game where we played as a priest.
A padre, if you will.
And it was top down. Padre.
Oh, okay.
And we were shooting demons, and it's not that huge of a news, but it is something that we talked about on this podcast to try to hype up a beta test that we played. So One Shell Straight to Hell, we didn't necessarily love, but interesting enough, such a small developer getting with Layers of Fear, which is a very popular horror game, and getting a crossover DLC is kind of cool.
Developers of Terraria?
Terraria.
Terraria cancels Stadia version after they get locked out of Google accounts.
Whoops. Stadia is run by Google.
This is a bad story.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
In this case, the creators of Terraria were making a Stadia version to have it put on Stadia, and they logged in one day, and their Google accounts were locked out, and that's how they found out that their game was canceled.
Well, and they've been getting, like, no support from Google at all to regain their accounts or anything.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Oh, I misunderstood this story, because the way I read it, I thought it was that they got their Google accounts locked out. The developers went, screw this, we're canceling our port of the game for Stadia.
Yes.
Yeah, they tried to get some response from it, and when they got no response back, they were like, nope, screw it. We're dropping
This is what I suspect happened. They like in their part of like onboarding with Google to start working with Stadia, okay, they all got like Google accounts that were tied to their probably already created personal Google like Gmail accounts, right? Okay. And then Stadia's like, all right, we're not going to do this anymore. You guys are laid off. You're shut out of your Gmail accounts. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. These are our personal accounts. This is speculation, but I think that's what happened. And Google just gives such a little shit that they just like did a blanket, like everybody who's done. And then they got locked out, got no response, and were like, okay, this game's not never coming out for your platform, which is hardly a platform.
I think this, for me,
at what point?
This was
it,
to try to
not
see the person anymore. You're dating. Like, Kev, imagine that you just like change your phone number when you're trying to avoid a girl. That's probably what this seems like.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's like, Google is ghosting.
Okay. Wait, you're not supposed to do that?
It's called ghosting.
I mean, listen.
It's not cool.
Can you just explain ghosting?
That is what's happening here.
All right, so what actually happened is the developer lost access to all of his Google accounts, and then he was like, F this, the game's not happening.
And it was actually it was a ban on their YouTube channel. They got some sort of violation.
Right.
Yeah, YouTube as well.
Response back.
I mean, yeah. The way Google handles all this stuff is that they use an algorithm to catch
exactly.
stuff and then automatically.
It wasn't even like a choice. Like, it just happened, and they give such a little shit that...
Right, well, I mean, how many other ponies are there in town? I was really...
No, you know what? No. I'm with you, because I'm still thinking about Cowboy Divinity. Or Cowboy Baldur's Gate, whatever. This is the same thing we're talking about.
I don't want to hear your horse lore, Hartwood. I don't.
Speaking of other ponies in town, I should probably activate my Luna beta so I can give that a shot. I keep getting emails that they're saying, you have a beta and it will expire unless you activate it.
Shit. Is that some Stadia thing?
I think that's Amazon's thing.
Version of
Is
Stadia.
Is that like how I keep getting calls about my car's warranty still?
Nope.
That happens so often.
You had to tell them. Also, the IRS keeps calling me. You know how that is.
You might want to do something about that.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, they call from 0000000. It's very, it feels very legitimate.
Neighbor. Jack Black cast as Claptrap for Borderlands movie.
Ooh, there's some alliteration.
Yeah,
there.
No kidding.
Alex lost a lot of money on this bet.
Sure does.
I have not. I
Alex
didn't make a bet.
The PlayStation 5. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Alex, you know we have it on an episode.
I mean, you have a newborn baby, and you're throwing that kind of change around. I'm impressed and maybe concerned.
It's a GameStop stock. He got his bet on it.
To be fair, I did buy that. Getty, you can think there's too much going on with that.
Okay, but I would like to swing back to how good that line is written, though. I assume you wrote that too, Getty?
No, I didn't touch that.
Oh,
that was me. That was me.
Okay,
was this guy.
Right, okay, maybe you should. Okay.
But, oh, God, Getty, I don't even want to repeat it. Okay, so back to what I was going to say, which is I did buy a PlayStation 5 after my baby turned 2 weeks, so it's not great.
So it's been a great year.
Phil, would you see a Borderlands movie starring Jack Black and, wait, who was it? It wasn't Jodie Foster. Who was it?
Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Directed by what's his name? The guy, Eli Roth.
It's going to be
Cate Blanchett. That's
you know
a choice.
Her.
Yeah, it's all a choice.
I've got nothing.
Would you watch that?
I'll watch it. I'll watch it, but it's just my immediate reaction is...
I mean,
what?
Is this?
I mean, I'll watch Mario, but it's not good.
You take that back.
Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario are fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I think Monster Hunter is up for digital.
Oh
rental.
No!
Oh yeah, it is.
I can't. I don't know. I really enjoy Monster Hunter, and I feel like I don't care enough to
don't do it.
Away. Okay.
Save yourself.
Nothing can beat Resident Evil 1. Or two.
Yeah, Joel started watching the Resident Evil movies, and those movies
Joel,
suck. Those movies suck.
No question about it.
I still haven't seen the Warcraft
those movies
movie.
Suck.
Oh, they did that.
It's okay.
Just watch it's, Lord of the Rings.
That actually got made?
Yeah.
Yes, and...
It's original
it's
Warcraft.
It's fine. It's fine. It just follows the Warcraft 1 storyline, and... They kind of expect you to know a lot of lore.
Which I did.
So it
did. Alex didn't.
Which I did.
So
too.
We just ended up fighting for like 45 minutes after we watched it.
And also, that wizard just kept wanting to sell you weed out of his van. It was weird.
So here's a cool idea. You should get like all the different kinds of wizards in all the various kinds of fantasy lores and create...
Getty's talking about the piss wizard.
Create like a spectrum of what wizards are like... across different universes.
Hey, Kevin, aren't you like
our would be the piss wizard? Is that
media
an
person for Twitter?
What's up?
Aren't you our media person for Twitter?
Hey, you know.
All right, go do it.
Okay, you got it.
Also, but
you got
again,
it.
Include the piss wizard.
Yeah, the piss wizard the piss has wizard. To be on there.
It's like an S rank.
Okay.
Hartwood, on a scale of Harry Potter to Gandalf, how sick are your smoked tricks?
Oh, boy. Not like they used to be. Okay. All right, because I'll make this quick because I'm being real. Hookah's the best thing to do smoke tricks with because it's real thick and it's not too harsh. It's like, whatever. We quit smoking cigarettes this past year, so there's no more blowing smoke rings. And usually when I'm checking my shoes... Blowing out that other smoke. I forget to do, you know, to do stuff. So no. Whatever the low end of your arbitrary scale was, that's where I'm at now. But I used to be able to like, I used to be able to like blow rings and then blow smaller rings through, like a bigger ring, or blow like rapid fire.
He's Frodo right now.
rapid fire smoke
rings. I'm literally trying to get Kelly to get us out of here.
All right. Well,
you asked Kingdom Hearts series
coming to PC as Epic Games exclusive.
Oh, that's going to be harsh on the audio track.
So Kingdom Hearts coming to PC. That's interesting. And actually a really good get. I think that's a huge get for Epic Games. Sure. Also, Axiom Verge 2. Sorry, Alec.
You know, you've already had me compromise my morals for this week's backlog blog, and I'll do it for Axiom Verge. At least that's a good game.
Sludge Life.
Okay. I mean, I think it's coming out to things besides PC, right? Axiom Verge?
It should come out on Switch, I'm assuming. But, I mean, honestly, BS like this is the reason that piracy happens. Needlessly exclusive big titles.
PC is the platform.
I don't see anything wrong with
it. Yeah, we're all giving you the side eye here.
You know, if you're exclusively locking it in to one vendor, there's going to be rampant piracy for Kingdom Hearts and Axiom Verge 2. Calling it.
I think I pirated Kingdom Hearts for PS2.
Do you think that by going exclusive, they still have a bigger, like, end gain? Like,
the developer?
Yeah, like, the benefit from being exclusive outweighs the negative from the piracy. Like, right? So like, they're in a meeting talking about that, right? They know that people are going to pirate the game if they do that.
So I think it's negotiated one party at a time with that stuff, but the things I've read about it are that Epic Games does provide some, like, upfront financing to these developers, which, like, for some of them, they talk about, like, that's the only reason they were able to get it to, you know, sell, is that they got that upfront cash. And then Epic does have a better cut of the sales that goes to the developer, too, than the other vendors, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think Steam is at, like, 30%, and Epic Store is, like, 15 or 20%.
That just doesn't feel like... I don't know much about Diablo, but that doesn't feel accurate.
Ignore the chat. Ignore the chat.
Okay.
So CD Projekt Red has source code stolen and put up for ransom. They did not pay ransom, so assets were sold on auction.
That's the new news, is that the assets were actually officially sold on auction. The thought process behind it is, like, I don't understand. With the source code, you can't really do anything with that because it's proprietary to their own product and production. So at that point, to use it, and if someone were to dig into source code of something else, they could find and sue saying you stole our source code. But one thought that was brought up to me via a separate podcast is that they can now take full-scale models of Keanu and make all sorts of sexy stuff.
Nice.
And Keanu didn't say yes to that.
That we know.
That we know.
I'll let you guys know when that, you know.
That well, there's potential for shenanigans. There's also potentials for now fan games using the same engine. If you've got the source code, you can do whatever you want with it. Didn't like the ending to Cyberpunk 2077? Make a new one.
Boom.
I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard about celebrities being defiled without their permission, right?
That happened to Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page had
Elliot.
That issue with...
Elliot.
You're right, Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
He had the whole nude model for...
Oh, yeah.
Beyond Two Souls?
They talk about it in Season 2 of Futurama in the year 2001 also. There's a whole episode. It's Season 3, actually.
I'm also... You know, and surprisingly, they still didn't do it with Norman Reedus's Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
I'm with you. Already naked.
Okay.
So.
That was...
Okay.
But the camera
strategically pans away, and they can't... People have tried to use the code to force the camera, and it won't...
Yeah, but you don't modeled his, like, his dick, right?
Well, they didn't think that they would model Elliot Page either, but they did.
Harwood thinks he's a Ken doll down there.
No, but I mean, like, okay, there's a difference between, like,
You, like an actor.
You're hanging out with the Kojima, and you're hanging out with Mads Mikkelsen.
Okay, listen.
And you're smoking stuff.
Oh, boy.
And doing
you know
stuff.
What? God, that is so goddamn true. You are right. I cannot. I'm like, you know, what if anybody would have drunkenly, like, attached some mocap. Come here. Come here. I did this the other night when I was alone. It works great. Let's put it in the files and not tell anybody.
Conan loved this.
It could have.
Conan. Yeah, that was something that someone I heard on other podcasts. They're like, how have we not had Conan and Norman Reedus?
Is that game good stream material?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking to hate play some Kojima material.
you would hate that hate and play. every turn.
I'll tell you
the first like 3 hours
you
would just
what?
Your eyes would roll back
can,
in the back
can
of your
I
head.
Tell you guys something?
And then when you
I
Die Hartman would make blood shoot out your nose.
I miss it. Okay? I cannot it's like
I know.
It's like oh my god, what do they call it? Kidnap victims.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
For us normies, what game are you guys talking about now?
Metal Gear Solid 1 through 5.
And Death Stranding.
Harwood, you need to play Revengeance before
I
you
have,
any
okay,
other
all right. Maybe, okay. There's so much stuff happening that's more important than that in my life right now.
Right, we've really deviated. What's next in the news?
Here's one you
like. I asked, this is an item of particular interest. Stardew Valley 1.5 update is out.
Yeah, Kelly, why is this a particular interest for you?
I have been doing my Stardew Valleying now for, what, probably about a month now? I picked it back up
this
after...
current run, yeah.
Yeah. So for probably about a good month, I've been playing Stardew Valley pretty much nonstop on my downtime. So I... love Stardew Valley. It's one of my favorite games ever. So this
what's
is,
new with this update?
This is now co-op. It is now a co-op game. So Joel and I are going to be playing our exciting game together.
So now
soon.
You,
I,
yeah.
How quickly is it?
Can you help him like power level in Stardew Valley? Like, do you have like time crystals that make his crops go faster or
time crystals?
I
don't know. I've never played Stardew Valley. I'm just assuming
what,
that.
Like, what future tech is in your Stardew Valley?
Also, Kelly, how quickly before Joel plants his plants in the wrong spot and you're just like, Joel, what are you doing?
Yep. Oh, immediately. Immediately. Yeah.
Joel, you've got to be careful where you sow your seeds.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Yeah, boy. In her garden, too. That's, you got to be careful.
Phil, is this something you're going to be jumping in with the kids, the boys? You're going to be jumping in with some Stardew?
Yeah, I think they actually like Stardew Valley better than, what's the game on Switch?
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing, yes, thank you. We played more Stardew Valley than Animal Crossing, honestly.
Can you imagine trying to coordinate our kids with Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley?
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be about as chaotic as this.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Alec, I would also try to recommend Stardew Valley for the girls because
they don't know
how to play a lot of games, and that would be...
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be good, like a good intro.
Yeah, I don't know how this never came up on my radar. This reminds me a lot of Super
Harvest
Nintendo.
Moon.
Oh,
Harvest Moon.
Yes, Harvest Moon.
Yes.
Oh, I played that game like crazy.
This is almost that game to a T.
Alec, they were actually trying
Harvest
to make
Moon's
a new one.
Lunch.
Yeah, they were going to make a new one, and then Stardew came out, and they said, "Well, crap."
They did it better.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been supporting it ever since. Like, they keep on adding new stuff to do in that game.
Right.
It's wild.
And you could play it as hard. You could play it as hardcore or as easy as you want to. You can play it laid back. You know, you can hit the story beats. They give you missions that, you know, are time locked, I guess. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal if you miss it.
Right.
I think Getty's playing it right now.
Can't prove that.
You know, I will say the best girl is that purple-headed lady who gets weird in the cemetery.
Kelly understood that reference.
I did.
Kelly.
She...
You need the last one.
Okay, this one I'm going to have to... I don't know the title very well on this.
6 Days in Fallujah.
Fallujah. Okay, 6 Days in Fallujah. Coming out after 11 years and after Konami passed.
They decided that that game was a little too...
So basically, really? 6 Days in Fallujah was this game that they announced back during, like, PlayStation 3 days, I think. Mm-hmm. And this thing was taking place in Iraq. It was supposed to be, like, based off of a real, like, Iraq missions. And it got the really bad impression at the time. Because, number one, we were still in the middle of the Iraq war at the time. And yeah. People's opinions had soured on it by then, for the most part. And then, two, just the depictions of, you know, Iraqis as terrorists and sort of the, you know, that thing. So, basically, it got shelved back then, and then now they've decided to resurface and sell it? Is that basically
it? Seems
like
the case.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And I'm also told, hey, Hartwick, stop playing Skater XL.
Somebody's checking your Steam.
I'm not doing it, but I got a text that said,
You got caught
red-handed, sucker.
Oh, I got caught red-handed. I absolutely did. Oh, boy.
Well, it's time for a break anyways, because I'm having all sorts of problems finishing this 40, and really, a 2% increase isn't a lot, but we had to start playing Alec.
So wait, yep, being a producer. My 1099 forms quickly.
Wait, you get paid?
Oh, yeah.
Quick, we gotta get out of here. People are starting to ask questions. Be right back. Back with the Backlog Blog, where we play games with a talking dog, and we live that sludge life. Big Mud.
Ugh.
We played Sludge.
Wait, there was a talking dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that one,
too. I found the talking cat that wouldn't let you pet him because he's allergic, but I didn't find the talking dog.
Did you find the teleportation gun?
Yeah, I found that.
No.
Y'all play way too much of this game.
Did you get the...
Yeah, right.
y'all spend too much... If y'all got all those fancy things, if you got anything, in my opinion, if you got anything past...
I played like an hour and a half. It's not that bad.
If you got anything past the camera, then... Okay. Y'all spend too much time with Sludge Life. Now, listen, I did listen to that track, y'all, like five Hold or six on. Times.
Did you guys find the Crypt Creeper game?
Big Mud?
No.
Crypt Keeper no. game.
I got punched
by a Cyclops.
You'll see the advertisements like, oh, this game's cool. And some people are like, oh, this game sucks and all that. You'll see like the posters. And once you, like, see the posters for it and people talking about it, you'll find the developer, I guess the guy who's working on it. It shows, I don't know if what triggers it, but it's actually on the pause menu desktop.
I remember meeting the guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Every time I would have, like, two windows open on the desktop, the game froze.
So, going back a little bit here, when you open the game... It does the whole, like, simulated computer screen thing. Did anybody figure out what that was about? Like, is there some actual, like, hook in the game itself that it's connected to, or...
Oh, I think it's just... No. It's just, like, the pause menu. And, well, it's the start and pause menu. So you can just, like, keep going to it and bouncing back, and it'll throw another laptop, and you pause again, and it'll throw another laptop, and I just literally...
That was one of my favorite things about the camera.
Yeah.
Like you every time you get done taking a camera, you just throw it away.
I literally,
you
know, the only thing I found, I think my favorite part, And of course, I didn't play loud, but I did have a favorite part for sure. And it was because there was a police officer, but it was a Cyclops. And on his shirt, it just said, clap. And I was like, oh, that's funny. It doesn't say cop.
Yeah.
It says clap, because he's a
Cyclops.
Cop.
Yeah.
In that moment, I was like, this is one of the dumbest, silliest, but also, like, most fun, silly. Like, the art style was, they can do a lot of settings. I put the field of view slider to max at first, and it's like 180. It's not 180 because that's a straight line, but you can, like, really, it was disorienting to try and play at, like, a 155, like, field of view setting. But it was, like, visually very interesting. Plus the fart button.
Fart button.
Yeah.
Dedicated fart button. And
we definitely need to talk about the excessive peeing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The fire hose.
Yes.
Are we talking about Metal Gear Solid again? I'm sorry.
No. This is Sludge Life.
Okay. I just heard excessive peeing, and
Sludge Life is a part of the Metal Gear Solid universe.
No, it is.
I hate that. Just that comment brings this game down like a full letter grade. Like, on the rubric for the grading of this game, like, if there's a box that's like, was this compared to Metal Gear Solid? And if it's yes, it's an automatic full letter grade down. I'm sorry.
Alex genuinely wants to talk about this game. He's like waiting for us to have it out.
Hop in there, bud.
I know you enjoyed this, Alex.
I'm sorry. How is your tooth?
Describe the game. Somebody needs to describe the game before we go any further.
Okay.
People haven't played it.
So Sludge Life is a almost cel-shaded first-person sandbox world, and there really isn't a point unless you kind of find the point. And even in talking to Alec was like, I don't understand a lot of what was going on. But when you explore more, it's a lot of environmental storytelling that kind of lays out a world that you are essentially indentured oil workers, and they all go on strike on this oil planet, and you as a character are, what is it? I've had a lot of this.
Where did you get that information while playing the game?
In the game.
Yes, yeah, you have to look at the environment, environmental storytelling.
I literally thought the goal was try and spray paint, so I just tried to spray paint.
The storytelling itself, you talk to people and they talk about how they're on strike, and you run into a spot where there's actually like dozens of people on strike with like picket signs and stuff against the clops sitting there. Wonderful. And it does that little bit of environmental storytelling stuff.
And that's kind of why I asked, like, if you had beaten it, and like, that seems like a silly question unless you had like explored enough that you just stumbled into something a little, like, because there are three different endings, and it's just, if you just wander around and do it's kind of like an adventure game. You get items, and then if you literally just try items on different stuff, you'd get different outcomes that would lead to different scenarios. Even just in general, I died like 4 or 5 times, and that gave me a story beat where a guy was in the hospital, and he's like, why would you keep dying? That seems stupid. Yeah. And then by the end, he literally goes, I'm done helping you, and then just leaves. And when you die again, you wake up in an empty hospital, and the guy left. And like, there's a guy sitting outside the door, and he's like, oh, he went that way. I don't know what's going on. So just these little vignettes of information that you get gives you information on the world, and that was what I kind of kept, like, I really liked this about, was just like, I just kept finding new stuff, and I just kept being interested in the goings-on.
I had, like, such a small window to play, and I was so enraptured by the visual style of it that I was getting, like, nothing else. Like, the small amount of bandwidth that I had at the moment that I was, like, playing this game, I was like, this is just, like, gorgeous and, like, strange, and, like, I think I love it. And I do wish that I had played it more to get, like, more of the actual, like, environmental storytelling.
It is something where, like, you have to have the curiosity driving you alone. Right. Because one of the things I was challenged with playing this was that it is not a very directed experience at all. It's just an open space, and it just lets you go to explore how you will. And the storytelling is more difficult to do that way because of that.
It makes me like, is it like a, I feel like you could, in that style, do like a Myst type game, where like it gets into like a really weird sort of like, I don't know, I feel like you could tell a serious story in that, like a more, like you could, more serious stories, do you know what I mean?
This,
how do you know it doesn't? This, you only play.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, it might, is it?
This
is
game it? Does that, and it has puzzles in okay, it that cool. you have to solve if you want you to try it. And yeah, progress towards an ending. But I think Myst actually had, like, a direct, you know, path that you had to follow in order to make it through. This one, you could just go and do whatever. Like, I know that I think a few of us finished it here, so if you go to the president of the company's office, there's, like, a secret yep. area in there. But you can't get across like the threshold because there you need a teleport gun.
Security.
So you have to go and, right. and find it. But there's no like, hey, this is how you get to it. You can find the building that it's in, but only by exploring around like the outside of the building will you find that there's a hidden grate that you can go into and climb up underneath to find this gun. And the game does a really good job of like giving you a lot of humor in it. Like it was a lot
I was
funnier
stuck
than
on
I
that.
It
was really good. It was really good. In like the moments I had, I was like, "This is just really fun."
I kept getting distracted. I started
tagging,
with the tagging, and then I just kept like, "Wait, what's in this building? What's this thing?" And I found a whole secret lab where they're doing different experimental items, and I was just like, "What is this? What is that?" And then I just lost the plot, and that's what led me. To the plot, which was even weirder still.
But you can find a bunker
this.
That has a, like a nuclear warhead in it too, and you can blow everything up. Like, there's nothing that stops you from doing it as long as you get to that point.
Right.
So
I need to play this more.
Yeah, same.
It's worth it.
Yeah, that Joel. Same. I'm like, okay, all right.
Did you guys find
the
drug den?
The fart game?
Yes, the fart game. The game with the dedicated fart button.
Wait,
okay.
Phil, what was that?
Did you guys find the drug den?
Oh, there's a drug den?
Yeah, it's in the apartment section.
Will you write
that down
and send me?
I did find that. Wasn't there like, mushrooms or something?
Yeah, so you come to this room where there's a bunch of people zoning out on the couch, and they're watching like a snail on TV. And if you go in the room behind them, there's a whole batch of mushrooms, and you can eat one.
No!
And as soon as you walk out, like 10 seconds in, everything starts going trippy weird.
And I remember that, yeah.
And you can almost have an out-of-body experience. So actually, I used it to fly up, and you could see the entirety of the map. So you can see what things are.
Yeah, okay.
I remember doing
that,
too.
And then when the trip ends, it pulls you right back to where you were.
And that explains why there are all those no mushroom signs in some spots, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
and I actually... pull me back. It actually dropped me. So I fell and died. That was one of my deaths.
Really?
It was like, I think that's what happened, I think.
There was a launch pad that shot you in the air, too, if you found it.
I died on that
twice.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with this game.
And so I...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And also, again... you can literally just spend an hour and a half. You can get something out of it in an hour and a half, just kind of exploring and figuring out that world that is like a cel shaded, cartoony. It looks like back in the day, Adult Swim had those kind of trippy, weird, interstitial commercials.
That's a great. That's right in the pocket of what the tone is. But also,
that's how the artwork looks.
Hip though.
Or like Liquid TV on MTV.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joel, pull this up for Kelly. Let's see her artwork. Let's see the artwork of Sludge Life, and let's see if she like definitely knows what we're talking about now, because it's just one of those.
Let's see here.
At first, I thought I was trying to channel what's the rollerblading Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, that's what I was really hoping for when I started playing it, but it was just. it terrible went in, compared to that.
See, I never.
But it, well, it went way into left field.
Well, we just found a cat with two buttholes.
Yeah.
So
there's one of those. Yeah.
Oh, and they show you. They show you the whole butthole.
That's very Sludge Life. Do I not need to? I don't know. Now I'm not sure. You had me with everything. There's so much in the positive column. And then you guys just threw two. Like, and, like, not just that there's a cat with two buttholes, but, like, Phil, the way. And I was looking right at you. You were like, they're really giving it to you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That. I don't know that I. Hide the buttholes. I don't know that I need that. I have, like, benchmarks to write.
Phil, it's like our cat, too. Like,
I know.
They made it prominent.
Kelly, do you get what you need to get from Sludge Life right now?
Yeah, or at least everything I want
to
get.
This also makes a lot of sense to me that Devolver was the publisher of this.
Yeah, is it the Devolver Jam for sure?
See, you say that you can get something out of it in an hour, and no, I just want my hour back.
Oh, snap.
Like you, Alex, I played it for an hour, but I didn't beat it because I kept getting distracted by the other.
You could have half created a character in Divinity in that time, so.
Half created.
Maybe. Half created. No, that's only if you've never played before.
That's also another way to waste an hour of time.
If you're looking for a Sherpa, I am here.
Or respec. You can spend an hour respecing in Divinity.
I mean, listen, you could, but if you know what you're doing, it'll take less time.
All right. Well, you know what? I enjoyed Sludge Life. I'm glad Getty enjoyed Sludge Life. I care less about what the rest of
them do. Hey, I'm trying to be open and honest, and then you turn me on it. I mean, I'm interested.
Kevin, I'm all about the twists and turns. I'm an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Basically what it means is that I'm good in the beginning, I really peter out in the end.
What a twist.
That's the opposite.
I'm very obvious. I'm very obvious. Kevin, this 40's done. I'm very obvious. But for now, I'm going to blow up this podcast. Let's go to the bad ending.
Every episode is the bad ending, Alex.
We live in the darkest timeline.
Yeah.
Well, let's get us to one last thing. One last thing. We give one last sentence, one last statement, sending us into the weekend and you, the listener, to the weekday. For me, weekday. For me, my daughter now has over 1,000 views on TikTok. Am I a bad dad?
Maybe.
It depends on what you do with the money that you monetize by exploiting.
No. Okay. How many hours does she have in Rocket League?
What?
I'll work on that.
Okay.
The next video is her lip syncing Drake. So we'll see. Joel.
I just want to thank you all for joining me on this journey of creating a second job for everybody. It's been a pretty cool experience, and it's always been a great excuse since we've started this to just have a day to hang out every week.
Really what it started as was that Getty lives someplace, Joel lives someplace, Alec lives someplace, everybody lives somewhere else.
Everybody lives
all very close.
Somewhere.
You went really genuine there, Joel. Very...
And then Alex crapped on our hearts.
Atypical.
I'm just gonna use my time to talk about Baldur's Gate 3 when it comes, but...
Hold on, we're not there yet.
And Joel, we're just a Joel's bunch of friends. You're like, I love you.
We're just a bunch of friends that were all very far apart and wanted to keep being together. And that's what this is about. And I hope that the listeners find that too.
Alex, would you describe us as a podcast where friends chat about video games and all things adjacent?
Okay. Sir.
Just making sure.
Kelly.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. And check Joel and me out on 2D Tuesdays as we continue through Hollow Knight.
So we have to plug.
Yeah, Kelly, same page.
Also, I had heard there's another podcast.
Oh, yes. Afterthoughts podcast. We actually...
It's been a book club.
Yes, it's like a book club, but I mean, it works for me since I'm a literature teacher and everything. But we, our last episode, we first did, and then there were none, which was our murder mystery, and then we did Animal Farm.
Oh boy, so there's some heavy stuff in there.
Yeah, we're heading on to 1984, which is even more, which is even heavier.
Yeah,
so.
I thought she'd want an Orwell break, but the Animal Farm just propelled her forward.
Yeah,
out of those great books. Do you have a favorite out of those three?
Oh, and then there were none for
thank
sure
you,
because
Agatha Christie. She's the best.
Agatha Christie, she is the best. Yes.
I do recommend that you guys have in this Discord chat itself. You do have plenty of guests if you would like to throw some people into an episode.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Getty, one last thing.
Just been playing a lot of Yakuza, guys.
Are you happy that this episode is not an hour and a half long?
That too, but I did find that you could invest like 1,000,000 yen. Into the guy that makes Roombas, and then he makes you fight another giant Roomba. So I did that. Oh, but by far my favorite thing that happened this last week was the mascot fight that I participated in. So
you beat the crap out of that discount
mascot.
Did.
So Yakuza is that series.
I know. That's why
he's playing the latest one, which is like, you know, Crazy Pants.
Yeah, well, the one you're playing is Crazy
Pants.
Joel,
they're all crazy pants. Yeah.
Phil's played a good amount of Zero, right?
Yeah, I'm still playing Zero.
Alec, one last thing.
Y'all keep making me buy video games just by talking about them. This is not good for my finances.
This is exactly what happens on this podcast. We end up buying a lot of extra games. Hartwig, one last thing.
Well, I am...
The floor is yours. I'm going to go take a break.
I've really discovered my Friday night life after Metal Gear here on Super GG Radio, so I think I'm thankful for you guys letting me really say some pretty crazy things here on your channel, and I appreciate that. But also... there's going to be some pretty big Baldur's Gate 3 news this week, so I'm excited about that. And you guys should all play Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah, that is a game we had talked about doing, like a group stream of us playing it together at some point. That might be the only venue I could push through.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot, and even like I think back to how I was able, like, how it was accessible to me the first time I played it, and it was such a, like, a plow through, and, like, dealing with frustration of just, like, force learning mechanics, because there's so many things that are happening that I love, that, like, I came out on the other side, like, please come through, like, I need to talk about this with someone, so it's just, like I am now like a Larian Studios siren, and I don't think you guys should heed my call. Like, you should come on over here. It's nice.
I think you're about four tweets away from Larian blocking us.
Listen, some of them I've been going a little hard. But some of them I know appreciate it. Some of them don't care at all. And as far as I know, Sven, if you catch this, call me. I have so many ideas. I want
Phil. Phil, one last thing.
My one last thing. I just want to say I'm proud of you, mother lovers. Seriously. You said you were going to start a podcast. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll help out any way I can. And I just, you know, I didn't imagine, you know, now almost 2 years, what, 2 years later, over 2 years later,
two.
We're doing,
this is 2 years.
This is 2 years.
Episode 100. So congratulations, all you guys,
yes,
for doing this and, you know, for us growing and just, you know, even though it's still just a hobby and, you know, we're not doing massive numbers and our listenership isn't like the greatest, but the fact is that we're doing this mostly for ourselves, honestly. But, you know, for other people out there who want to discover new betas, alphas, gammas, deltas, whatever. And, you know, yeah, 100 episodes later, here we are. And congratulations, guys. Seriously.
Hey, we have SEO presence. That's all we need.
Yeah. I will say, at different points throughout the stretch of you guys having your podcast, each of you three has had, like, stretches where you sort of were, like, podcast mom. So, like, I really feel like you've just, like, spread, like, jobs out, and sometimes it was, like, one of you doing, a lot of the writing and the producing, and sometimes, I feel like you guys really, it's just great. I just love it.
I have no idea what Kevin just said.
It's good.
I don't think Kevin knows what Kevin just said.
I know exactly what I said. Like, at any given point, if I had to pick one dominant host, it could be any one of you three, and I think that's what's really cool about the podcast. Does that make more sense?
That, yeah. Yes. And I will say that we have more projects coming for 2021. Beta breakdowns, the first ever beta breakdown for Gory Cuddly Carnage went live this week. We are going to continue to try to make a couple of video projects going to be going out throughout the course of the year. I'm excited that we're expanding into further content and ideas outside of the podcast, but the podcast will always be here and it always will be the best.
Darn
and
right.
That will be it. Best. Yep. And that will be it for this week's Super GG Radio. Before we go, you can find us on Twitter at Super GG Radio and twitch.tv/Super GG Radio. For the 100th time, Super Speed Sundays with Phil. We got Multiplayer Mondays with Alec, which may go into Randomizer Mondays with Alec. We will see. 2D Tuesdays with Joel and Kelly. Wednesday is free day to relax. Thursday, we are still streaming our podcast until one day maybe we might Patreon it. We'll see. Friday, Kevin is keeping it together with Kevin and Sam. Boom. Nailed it. Saturday, Kingdom Hearts Saturdays. I did it. I remembered the schedule, including remembering Kevin's show. Really gotta pee. And please like and subscribe our YouTube. Rate us on any podcast service. Spread the word. We want to talk to indie devs. We want to show off their games. We want to hype everybody up because good games should get made.
And Extra Life 2021, I already started thinking about it. Everybody should, right?
Getty's making the team.
The team's there. Yep. You just have to join it.
Ooh, yeah. Be on the lookout for the drawing of the winner of the new Super Mario Brother thing that we need to give out from last year.
Oh, God.
I'm accumulating the names.
And also, there's still more coming for plans for video content, as well as new activities like that, like the 2020 Extra Life, which I'm excited to figure out this year. If you'd like to reach us with questions or input, our email address is superggradio@gmail.com. Getty is dabbing over there. Kevin is doing Vogue. And provide a review on iTunes or the graffiti it onto the corporate statue of your choosing. Make sure to graffiti that
Squatch Life.
Thanks for listening. GG Joel.
Happy 100, everybody.
Happy 2 years. GG
Kelly.
You too.
GG Getty.
GG.
GG Alec.
GG.
GG Phil.
GG everybody.
GG Kevin.
GG.
Good night, everybody.